Welcome back. This is part two of February the 7th, my little interview with my friend Ray. Hello again, Ray.
Hello.
We are still out walking. We've done another mile or so since. We're in the middle of another field now. The snow is still crunchy. And there's some dogs barking in the distance. The moon is still full. The phases don't change that quick. And you can still see plenty of stars. So yeah, we're going to go back to the subject of the West Allen Way. This may be more of a conversation than a question and answers sort of thing. But we thought that the first boo didn't quite cover it. So Ray, let me think of a question then. We chose to carry all our own gear while walking.
Foolish.
Do you think that was the best move?
Yeah, I think so. Costs a lot. A lot of people have their stuff carrying that, don't they? And I think to get the kind of true experience of it, you need to carry on your own kit, really. It's a bit more hardcore, isn't it, I think, really?
Yeah, I'd definitely say that.
Because I think if you're just walking it, you could take in the sights a bit more and almost enjoy it a little bit more, but you want a bit of a challenge, don't you, really? So I think a bit more of a challenge, can your own gear, a bit more weight on your back. I feel like you've achieved more, I think.
Yeah, definitely, I'd agree with that. I know we only saw two other people. There was two other guys that we actually became quite friendly
with.
Yeah,
they're nice guys, weren't they?
Yeah, we like leapfrogged them for the last 50 miles, the last couple of days. And we actually met up with them in the Grog and Gruel at the end in Fort William. Very good pub, the Grog.
Yeah, good beer.
But yeah, there was the majority of people, it seems, get their gear carried for them. So they'll have a big bag, which they'll get taken from one place to the next B&B or the next campsite, with all the gear in, with the West Allen Way Sherpa. But yeah, I think we definitely chose every time that we've done it, we chose to carry our own gear and wild camp or sleeping bodies. A couple of times we've stayed at the last minute in accommodation. What else can we say about it? Would you do it again?
Previous years when I've done it, at the start I'm thinking I'm not going to do this again because either the weather was bad or you get a few aches and pains, don't you, and stuff. And obviously carrying your own kit, you need to get used to it first day or so. But I'd definitely do it again. Because I enjoy it, beautiful scenery, a bit of a challenge. And I just love it. I just love being out in the fresh air and being with my friends and doing stuff that I love, really. So, yeah, I'd definitely do it again.
What would you change about it? Would you change the mileage that we did, or would you just keep the same sort of... Would you wish to take like more time doing it so you could enjoy it more? Or
I enjoyed it last time doing it almost quick. So I like to get the end and have a few days to relax and talk about what we've done and talk about the walk and enjoy proper food, not ration packs all the time. But yeah. No, I don't know. I think it'd be nice to take a bit more time to do it. I think really, I'd like to do it over a week or something so you can almost enjoy it kind of a steadier pace. Really, I think.
Yeah. How did you feel when we walked down into Glen Nevis on the last final stretch into Fort William? What did you feel as we were drawing the trip to an end?
Sad, I think, really. I felt sad, really. I felt kind of happy that we'd finished it and enjoyed it and accomplished it. But I did feel a little bit sad, if I'm honest. It might sound a bit funny saying that.
No, I agree. Totally.
I felt like I didn't want it to end, almost, really, if I'm honest, I think.
So we'd done 100 miles and I felt exactly the same. Yeah. We were just dropping over the top of the hill and we could see Glen Nevis and Ben Nevis and things like that in front of us, and I felt pretty sad too.
Which is weird, really, because obviously days before you feel a bit tired and stuff, but yeah, definitely a little bit upset, really. I wanted to do it again straight away.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I remember we met a guy in... about 4 years before when we did it, and we met a guy near Loch Lomond, and he says, don't let anything put you off. He says, even if the weather's bad, just remember, your clothes get wet, you don't. That's what he said. The legendary John McLeod. So that was it. Part two of February the 7th. I'll catch you next time. Bye.